The Baltimore Sports Free For All. So is everybody dug out from the snow? Now,
no.
Mr. Jonas, you're not dug out, but you're here.
Yeah, I know, but my entire neighborhood is completely barricaded by 3 feet of snow.
Then how'd you get here? Did you fly?
No, I hitchhiked the worst way possible.
All right, well, yeah. So you were picked up. You were basically a drifter in the snow, and somebody picked you up.
Nah, I'm kidding. We got out just fine. All our vehicles were dug out. Everything was just fine.
All right, well, I've got no street parking, so you had to park in my driveway extendedly. So I've got 3 cars in my driveway right now, and it definitely looks like I'm having a party over here, even though I'm not.
Either that, or you're trying to form a vehicular centipede there. With all the cars parked so closely together.
I wouldn't know, but our street was touched by a private plow, so we're pretty... Our street is definitely passable. You can move in and out, and everything else is happening. And this is... This show is recorded on a Tuesday after the Storm Jonas, and as of this podcast, there are still plenty of streets that have not yet seen a plow, and that's just a remarkable thing, considering just how much snow this area got, 30 inches in BWI, so... Record-setting snowstorm, but that didn't stop us from recording our episodes of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All for you, all of us, our listeners on sfmsports.net and Audio Boom and Stitcher and Spreaker. Guys, it was basketball was going on this past weekend, Eve, despite the blizzards and everything that you saw. Some not-so-good outcomes for the Terps, some good outcomes as well. This is the Maryland Terrapins Weekend Review for the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All podcast.
Yep, that's right, and we'll start with the ladies this week. Your number five... Maryland Lady Terps, and it's strange that you see it in men's basketball this year. You've seen some teams in the top 10 flip-flop back and forth. They go on a 3-game winning streak and drop a big game. Then you see some teams in the top 25 that are losing their spots. For example, Duke, for example, Ray, they may not even be in the top 25 for long. I mean, considering their recent stretch,
they're floundering.
Okay,
right,
we're
now.
In the Big Ten. Why are we still talking about Duke now?
Well,
that
it's
I think
because
about
it's because the Dukies are still a rival to Maryland, even though, despite what Coach K said, if they weren't our rival, they wouldn't be leaving the ACC. And yet, here we are, 2 years later, and yet Maryland still talks about Duke and still hates Duke. That hatred is still buried in there. Like, Baltimore still hates John Elway, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
People don't let that go.
But some people love Peyton Manning, though, and they want to see him retire with a ring.
He already has one, though.
Yeah, that is very true. It's Cam Newton's time, now that we think about it. But it's not a pro football podcast. I mean, we'll do a Super Bowl 50 preview soon, of course.
Yeah, we're not doing a Pro Bowl preview.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Am I the only one that finds
it's meaningless
it,
now?
Am I the only one that finds it wrong that the Ravens have 4 representatives in the Pro Bowl?
No, absolutely not. They should have two. They should have two. Their punter and their starting guard, that's it.
Yeah, that is pretty much it considering their poor play. And yet the Maryland Terrapin women, I mean, we're still talking about Duke, though. Duke is still something looming over everyone's mind.
Yep. But let's go to the only game that the women have played as of recent, which was on January the 20th, which, if I'm doing my math correct, is it 26, 25, 24, 23? I believe that was a Wednesday, right? That game was...
Yeah, it was a couple days before the storm hit, so they were able to get that game in.
Yep, but actually it was at Wisconsin, so Maryland... didn't really have an issue taking on Wisconsin, beating them by 25 points. Your final score was 90-65 over the Wisconsin Badgers. Maryland improving to 17-2 overall, 6-1 in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, Wisconsin downgrading to 6-11, 2-5 in the Big Ten. Your big player from the game there for the Lady Terps, of course, was Torrey Walker-Kimbrough, who had 22 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Now, when you look at the rest of the scores there, Walker Kimbrough. And it's funny because Kristen Confroy, who went 8 for 10 in a 3-point shooting, Walker Kimbrough, 6 for 6, Ray, in 3-point shooting. It just seems like they're flip-flopping back and forth here with the star players and the 3-point shots.
Yeah, that's a good sign for a team that's got a little bit of depth to it, to where you don't have to rely on one solo person. Team effort, right?
Yeah, as we're looking at other scores here, of course, Brianna Jones went 11 for 14 from the floor, had 9 total rebounds, 6 offensive rebounds out of those 9, had 2 blocks, 1 steal, and had 22 points of her own. Tierney Pifferman, the forward here went 3 for 4 with the three-point shots, had 15 points of her own. Kiara Leslie, the guard, had 12 points, went 1 for 1 from the three-point range, and also had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 passes forced. Now, when we look at the remainder of their schedule, you're thinking, oh, well, they have to take on Michigan State. Well, not so fast here, folks, because when we looked at Maryland's schedule, they were supposed to take on the Michigan State Spartans on the Saturday that the Maryland men were supposed to be taking on the Michigan State Spartans. But unfortunately, due to Snowstorm Jonas, that game was postponed. And then they were supposed to have the other game on Sunday or Monday, and that game got postponed again. And then they were going to have another game against the Penn State Nittany Lions on the road. But guess what, folks? Pennsylvania, Snowstorm Jonas.
Yeah, Jonas hit them as well.
Oh, just the whole East Coast right there. So any East Coast game that you could have thought of that the Maryland Terrapins could have had, whether it be road or home, just did not happen. So when we look at the schedule here coming up, on the 27th, though, which will be on a Wednesday, they are going to have their road game against the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, as far as Michigan State goes, their home game, that will have to be on a makeup date to be announced. And then coming up on the 30th, they will be taking on the University of Indiana. So that would be a solid matchup right there.
As long as it's not the University of Indiana, Purdue University of Indianapolis, that's Ooey Pooey, remember?
Oh, Ooey Pooey. Oh, yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah, we're not talking about those guys right now. But in terms of where they can fit this Michigan State game in, I mean, I don't think a date has been announced for it just yet. But I'm just looking at where they actually can fit this in. The Big Ten tournament starts on March 2nd. So obviously before then, maybe between Rutgers and Wisconsin, because there's a 4-day gap there from Sunday to Thursday. So they could probably fit something in there and maybe make it a 2-day gap for the both of them.
I'm starting to think, though, that with the schedule coming up for the Lady Terps, that you're thinking to yourself, well, we can't really get rid of our off days, so to speak, because let's face it, nobody plans for blizzards. I mean, let's face it, even your average citizen who doesn't play collegiate sports doesn't plan for a blizzard at all. Sometimes they have to take off work. Sometimes their regimen gets broken up.
Oh, yeah, people didn't know this blizzard was going to be happening until a week prior to it actually happening, and then people were like, okay, what kind of snowstorms do they have? It could be up to two feet or something like that. It was up to 2 feet. They got that one right. There's also February 2nd to February 8th. They could get it between the Purdue and Ohio State game as well and get a game in between that, and you just get your normal 3-day break instead of 6 days. That could work.
Yeah, it absolutely could work. I mean, and let's face it, collegiate sports, they're not the only ones going through this. I mean, the NHL, the NBA are going through this too, because they have some East Coast teams that had to reschedule their games because of this snowstorm. And hopefully, and Thursday, apparently they're calling for more snow. Let's pray that it's nothing like what we've had this past weekend, because that would just mess things up even further in the upcoming sports schedule.
I don't think anything of precedent of this snow is going to happen for a long time ever, like for a long time, because it really hasn't happened, to tell you the truth. And it was funny how 20 years ago it was the blizzard of 96, and that was like the first big blizzard that I remember. And that one, where people were off school for like an entire week. This one right here is just, wow, just unprecedented amount of snow. So many ice mounds, and yeah, a lot of games getting canceled.
Yep. And moving on to the men's side of things, now your number 8 Maryland Terrapins, and we'll see why in just a second, but they did have a game on the 19th against Northwestern, beating them 62-56 in overtime. And this was a Northwestern team, granted they were unranked going into this game, but 15-5 overall on the year. You had to think to yourself, well, we're only 2 wins worse than Maryland. We could show up and try to append them in their home house. Well, Maryland came away in overtime, outscoring them 14-8 in overtime and pulling away with the 6-point victory there.
That was an unexpected classic there in the Comcast Center.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you had Melo Trimble, who, you know, actually played like Melo Trimble would normally, had 18 points, 6 assists, had 1 rebound, also had a block and a steal in the game. Jake Lehman had 8 points, 3 steals, 3 blocks, 7 rebounds, and just was being a nice defensive force for the Terrapins. And this is the Jake Lehman that we stress so much on this show that Maryland so desperately needs going into the March tournament. especially going 2-for-4 from the three-point range. Let's see who else had solid numbers. Robert Carter Jr. had 10 points, 14 rebounds for Carter Jr. Also had 2 assists, a steal, and 3 blocks for himself as well. Diamond Stone, not as spectacular as some of the games he had before, had 11 points, went 5-for-5 from the free throw line, and also had a block to his credit as well. So even though it wasn't an impressive victory, the fact that they gutted it out against a tough Northwestern team, I guess, goes to show that, you know, even though Maryland is not to be messed with, the Big Ten is not to be messed with right now.
They are not ones to be trifled with, as the Princess Bride would say. So now we move on to the game that is the reason why they have dropped in the ranks, not just the, you know, taking Northwestern to overtime, but also losing to the Michigan State Spartans.
Yep, 74-65 road loss the Maryland had against the Michigan State Spartans, who ended actually, when you look at this game before the game, Michigan State, Ray, needed this win.
They really did.
Three-game skid going into this game.
And it seemed like a trap game going in for the Maryland Terrapins because the writing was on the wall. The Big Ten team, 3 losses in a row. They need a win. They need a win bad to pick them up. Maryland is going into a hostile environment in Michigan State. And the Jack Breslin Student Event Center, that's in East Lansing, Michigan, but because of the hostile environment, because of everything that was going on, and the fact that the stars seemed to align for Michigan State, Maryland just, in this game, did not look good at all.
You had 2 Maryland players who were in double digits as far as scoring was concerned. Melo Trimble, who seems to be coming back up the ranks as one of the best guards in the nation, 24 points, went 4-for-11 from the three-point line. Also, Robert Carr Jr. had 13 points, 5 rebounds, and also went 1-for-3 from the three-point line. But other than that, Ray,
that's it.
That was it. Not many Maryland players were so much good in this game. Jake Lehman only had 7 points. DeMonte Dodd, 2 points. Rashid Suleiman, 8 points. And Diamond Stone had 6 rebounds, 6 points. That was it. But when it comes to playing these top 15, top 10 teams that are in your conference, you have to show up, even if it's on the road, because let's be honest, I mean, Michigan State Spartans, there was one player on Michigan State that stood out to me, and that was Matt Costello. This guy owned the Terrapins on defense. 12 rebounds, six defensive, 6 offensive, and that will kill you more times than not on the court.
Yeah, he owned him like Abbott and Costello, but Diamond Stone, a non-factor in this game, the guy who's your big man that you rely on time in and time out, but just seemed like in the paint, he was just a little skittish, to tell you the truth. Something seemed off in this game when I was looking at what Diamond Stone was doing inside of the paint, and just he had no answer for what Michigan State was doing against him and the pressure that he was being forced to, you know, trying to get rebounds and trying to get those second chance points. It just did not happen for Maryland. You shoot the ball up and then all of a sudden there's nothing there. It was a little tough to watch, to tell you the truth, Josh.
Now let me ask you this: given his past 2 performances, both scoring wise and assist wise, is it safe to say that Melo Trimble's starting to come off of his supposed hamstring injury and is looking to lead this Terrapins team back?
One would hope, because he's got 1 month to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, looking at the schedule coming up, big game coming up, big home game coming up on Thursday the 28th for the Terrapins. They will be hosting the number 3 Iowa Hawkeyes. Nope, this isn't the football team. This is the men's basketball team we're talking about. And looking at Iowa here, their overall record this year, 16-3, 7-0 in the Big Ten, to match with Maryland's 2 losses in the Big Ten. And of course, Maryland is going to have a Sunday road game against Ohio State.
And I don't think that's going to be the same outcome that was in their first meeting, where it was a 35-point drubbing.
But it'll probably be a 20-point, 15-point win if they're lucky. But the Iowa game,
it'll be closer.
I'll tell you what, and I don't want to put a lot of pressure on Mark Turgeon's shoulders, because he's got enough already coming in with this roster. But if you want to prove to the nation that you guys are a threat to the national title, this home game against the number 3 Iowa Hawkeyes is a must-win game.
This is the ultimate test for the Maryland Terrapins during the regular season. After that comes the Big Ten tournament, and after that comes the big tournament. And that is a big episode of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All. I am Ray Atkinson.
And I'm Josh Hall.
And we will see you all.